Now, let's begin reading then here at verse 16. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Now, she's the winner. And again, how did she become winner? Was that by chance or accident? I don't think so. I think that it was by the providence of Almighty God. As we'll see in this next chapter, it was essential that God go before and make arrangements to protect his people. And this is the way that he did it. And he gives us this background, I think, for that reason and that reason alone. That is the explanation of why I see no spiritual interpretation in chapter 1 when we are just introduced into a great pagan palace and the banqueting hall where drunken orgies taking place. I see no spiritual significance there. All I see is that God is going to overrule, and God by his providence will overrule man down here, and he's going to overrule Satan also. Now, that ought to be a comfort to God's children today. Now she's become queen. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release from taxes to the provinces and gave gifts according to the bounty of the king. And in other words, he cut the taxes. She was so pretty and he was so delighted with her that he cut the tax bill of everyone. And I wish we could have some kind of a contest in Washington today if this would help reduce taxes. But all they do is increase the taxes, not decrease them. But the king did that. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet revealed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her, for Esther had the commandment of Mordecai just as when she was brought up with him. Now, this is a very interesting incident that's recorded here. This girl, she becomes queen. She was beautiful, and it was her beauty that attracted this man to her. And I think there's quite a contrast here between Esther and Ruth, for instance. Back in the book of Ruth, this man loved her. But I think that it was not just simply because of her beauty. Esther won on that basis and that basis alone. Now, the very interesting thing is here that Mordecai, who had some sort of a small position in the palace, he's now at the king's gate. And what does that mean? Well, the king's gate is where the judges sat. Remember old Lot down in Sodom? He was sitting in the gate. He had become a judge down there. And here's Mordecai, all of a sudden, is elevated from some minor position in the palace, maybe bookkeeper or something, and here he is out here, and he's a judge. Well, he's a Supreme Court judge, if you please. The courthouse in that day was not in the center of the town and in the center of the square as it was in my little town where I was born. And I'm sure that most of us were born in a county seat where the courthouse is in the center. But in that day, it was always at the gate for the simple reason there's a wall around the city, and everyone either came or went through the gate. And so this was the place where they congregated, and this man now is sitting in the gate. And the question arises, how did this man, Mordecai, suddenly become a judge when he had just a very small position? Was it because of his ability? Well, by the way, I think he's a man of real ability, but I don't think he got it that way. You see, Esther has just recently become queen. And I have a notion it happened something like this. The queen was sitting next to the king one day, and there was a lull in the business, and he began to talk with her. And she said, by the way, you have a man here in your kingdom, a man of real ability. fact of the matter is, he raised me, and he's a very excellent man. He'd make a good judge if you ever have an opening. And the king says, well, that's quite interesting. I just had an opening. I'm firing one of them. I'll be glad to make him judge. And all of a sudden, Mordecai finds himself elevated to a place of judge. That's called nepotism today, and still the same thing. I went to visit a friend of mine who'd been elected to office, and I found out the whole family was working in the office. They all had jobs, by the way. There's many that are like that today. I guess that's human nature, but this is interesting.